To most seems like it's far, far away, but the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do, we can do today.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah. Once again, we say marhaba, marhaba, and we welcome you into today's silsila. But before commencing the silsila, let us listen to a hadith pertaining to the virtues and blessings of reciting durood and salawat upon Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that closest person for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who recited durood and salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Therefore, inshallah, let us spend most of our time, whenever we have an opportunity, let us engage and send in durood and salawat upon Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, every time that a silsila commences on Madani Channel, there is always displayed on the screen pertaining, a message pertaining to the importance of making good intentions. And at times also, some good intentions are displayed on the screen. Therefore, if you have any other additional intention that you wish to make, make the good intention before watching the silsila. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, that actions are judged based upon the intention. And in another hadith sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the intention of a believer is better than his action. And by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more good intentions that one makes, is the more blessings and rewards that they will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, let us make some good intentions that insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and watch the silsila from the beginning to the end, only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Another good intention that we can also make is that insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever I hear the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal be mentioned, I will reply by saying Azza wa Jal. And whenever I hear the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be mentioned, I will respond by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another good intention that each and every one of us can make is the good intention that whatever I learn today, I shall do my level best to practice upon it, to make amal upon it. And not only will I only make amal upon it, but rather I will also convey its message to the others. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that بَلِّغُوا أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَة, that convey my message even if it is only one ayah. Meaning convey my message even if it is only one verse. Therefore, it is our social responsibility that whenever we learn anything, we should convey its message to the others. When you go back to school, when you go back to Darul Madinah, when you go back to Madrasatul Madinah, when you go back to your work with your colleagues, convey the message to the others as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for it. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear listeners and viewers of Athani Channel, today's topic of discussion is a continuation of the previous silsilas. Well, alhamdulillah, we have been discussing a very, very important aspect of the deen of Islam, one of the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of how to visit the sick and how should one conduct himself in the presence of a sick person. And one of the aspects that we already discussed was the fact that when you visit a sick person, you should give them hope in the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing that we'd like to discuss into today's episode is that when you visit a sick person, you should also encourage them to have sabr. You should encourage them that instead of complaining about their illnesses, you should encourage them to have sabr over their illness. You should show them the brighter light that although they are sick now, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant them shifa. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this illness that they have, it could be as a form of kafara, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is washing away all their sins. It could be a form of purification. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to purify them from their gunas and sins. So when you visit a sick person, you should encourage them to have sabr. And in fact, a Muslim should always have sabr, no matter what situation they might be faced with as far as life is concerned, be it in health as well. When you, whatever difficulties, financial difficulties that one might face, you should always be able to have sabr. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they were faced with difficulties, even though awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it even came to financial losses, subhanallah, even under such situations as well, they had sabr. They understood that everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything shall return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a beautiful narration of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani, Sultanul Awliya, Ghawse Pak, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whereby on an occasion, because Ghawse Pak, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to have some trade, he used to engage in business and so forth, and it is stated that once he ordered some stock from far away. It is stated that his entire luggage, his entire stock, sunk into the ocean. Allahu Akbar. Into our recent modern times, or in the recent times, if a business person has to find out that even one item from their business, there is a loss of even one item, they would be worried. But subhanallah, listen, look at the level of sabr of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the stories are not being narrated for us to see it and say, wow. But rather, these qisas and stories of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there for us to derive lessons from them, are there for us to learn lessons so that we can implement these lessons into our own daily lives. That is why even the Qur'an Majid, you'll find that this Qur'an, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates stories of the previous anbiya alayhim as-salam. And the purpose of narration of these qisas and stories of the previous anbiya alayhim as-salam, it is for us to derive lessons from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Qur'an Majid, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصُ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. وَإِنْ that the Qur'an Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates the stories for us in order for us to learn a lesson. That if you are in a state of ghaflat, for you to wake up and realize and take lessons from all these incidents and stories that happened to the previous anbiya alayhim as-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in details in the Qur'an Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the qissa of Nabi Yusuf alayhi as-salam. In the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qissa of Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salam. In the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qissa of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. In the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qissa of Ashabul Kahf. and many other stories that the Quran in Majid narrates. But all these stories are not there for the Quran to be a book of stories. These qisas and stories are not there for the Quran in Majid to mesmerize us as far as storytelling is concerned. No, but rather these qisas and stories that the Quran narrates to us, it is for us to wake up from the state of ghaflat, to learn from the mistakes that were done by the previous nations, for us to implement these qisas and stories into our daily lives. And in fact, even if you study the ahadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are some narrations and ahadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whereby the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrates stories and qisas and stories of the previous nations. There are also narrations whereby the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even at times mentions qisas and stories of Bani Israel. And all these stories are not there for us to go, wow. They are not there for them to amaze us. But rather, the stories that were narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated them to the Sahaba ikram, for the Sahaba ikram to derive lessons, for the Sahaba ikram to learn lessons from the old discourses and stories. And for us as a ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to sit even today and understand and learn from this incident and derive lessons from this incident and save ourselves from whatever destroyed the previous nations. So therefore, when we listen to the stories of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these qisas and stories of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not there for amazement. These stories and qisas are there for us to derive lessons from them. So O lovers of Ghawsul Azam, O Ashiqani Ghawsul Park, O lovers of Ghawsul Park, listen to this qissa. Listen to the story of Huzur Ghawsul Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He receives news that his entire stock, his entire investment had sunk into the ocean. And the person who brings this news to him, Huzur Ghawsul Azam, when he receives this news, he looks towards his heart and he smiles. And it is stated that after a little while, the same person who came to give news that the saman and stock of Huzur Ghawsul Azam had sunk into the ocean, the same person comes back and says, Huzur, the information that I provided to you was incorrect information, but rather, subhanallah, your entire stock, your entire saman, it has been saved and it has not sunk into the ocean. When Huzur Ghawsul Azam receives this news, subhanallah, if it was you and I, we would have jumped into excitement, subhanallah, when receiving the news that our stock has been saved. But Huzur Ghawsul Azam, subhanallah, even while receiving the good news, he once again looks towards his heart and he smiles. And those that were present were amazed. And they say, Huzur, when you received news that your stock has sunk into the ocean, you smiled, you had a smile on your face. And yet once again, when you received news that your stock has been saved, once again, you looked towards your heart and you smiled once again. Then Huzur Ghawsul Azam replies and says that, when I received news that my stock had sunk into the ocean, I looked towards my heart to see if there was any change inside my heart. And when I received news that my stock had not sunk into the ocean, I looked towards my heart to see if there was any change in the condition and state of my heart, subhanallah. Look at the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, lovers of Huzur Ghawsul Park, oh, lovers of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani. This is a lesson for each and every one of us to learn from this incident. That subhanallah, in receiving the good news, why and why? Because the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they truly understood the concept of sabr. They truly understood that everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything shall return back to the court of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, when a person goes out to go and visit a sick person, you should give them hope in the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should tell them to have sabr. You should tell them to have patience. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall reward them for their sabr. And also, when you sit next to a sick person, if they start complaining about their pain, inform them about the rewards of being sabr. And also when you sit there, don't start asking questions whereby it will encourage them to complain about their illness. But rather, sit there and encourage them to have sabr. Sit there and narrate to them ahadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions the rewards of having sabr. Mention to them qisas and stories of the previous salaf al-salihin who were also critically ill at some stages of their life, and the sabr that they had in the state of illness. You know, there is a beautiful narration for each and every one of us to learn and derive a lesson and implement these lessons into our lives. It is stated that once one of the people who was mustajabu dua is a person whom when he lifts his hands to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their dua. And subhanallah, for a person to achieve the state of being mustajabu dua, among some of the requirements is that a person must fulfill the requirements, the shari'i requirements. A person must fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also that person must make sure that whatever they consume is halal. And there are many other asbab that turn a person into becoming mustajabu dua. So this person was mustajabu dua. He was a person whom when he lifted his hands up to make dua, his du'as were always accepted in the court of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is stated that at this person's house, there were always long queues of people. There were always lines, queues of people that were standing. And all these people used to bring their problems to this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would narrate to him, to this mustajabu dua, they would narrate to him their problems and difficulties, and he would lift his hands up and make dua. And whenever he would make dua, whatever dua that this person would make, that dua was definitely accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people would immediately see the results of this dua. And it is stated that this person, although he used to go out assisting others so much, and it is stated that he used to have such a terrible cough to such an extent that when he used to cough in the nights, his entire household used to stay up in the nights due to his heavy cough. And subhanallah, look at the awliya, look at these pious people. That subhanallah, although he has a certain condition himself, but he still goes out looking out for the others, subhanallah. So this person, this mustajabu dua, this person who was a person whose supplications were always answered in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is stated that when he went, people used to have queues. There used to be sobs, there used to be lines of people that used to be standing next to his house in order for him to supplicate for them, in order for him to make dua for them. And it is stated that his own mother once inquired from him, and she said, "Bata, oh my son, every day I see queues of people, every day I see sufuf and lines of people that are standing and awaiting your supplications. Why don't you supplicate for your own self? Why don't you make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve you from this illness?" The young man replies to his mother, and he says that, "Oh Ammi Jan, oh my beloved mother, every time that I stay awake in the night, every time that I stay up, I have sabr on my condition, because my condition brings me closer to my Khaliq and Creator, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla." And it is stated that a mother is always a mother, subhanallah. You know, a mother never wants to see a child in a state of any pain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala crying, our mothers, those that have mothers that have passed away, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala crown their mothers the highest place in Jannatul Firdaus. And those who have mothers that are still alive, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the ability to make khidmat of your mother. So a mother, you know, ma to ma, a mother is always a mother. So therefore, the mother decides that, you know what, my son will not supplicate for himself. Therefore, the mother decides that she will go and stand on the queue. She'll go and stand on the lines. And she'll also pretend to be an ordinary person. And she went and covered herself. So when it was her turn to enter, because the people used to come there and make salves and standing in order for the young man to supplicate and make dua for them. So the mother also joins the queue. When her turn comes, and the young man says that, oh lady, what has brought you? What can I supplicate for on your behalf? And then the young man, the lady says that my son suffers from a condition whereby throughout the night he coughs. He is unable to sleep. So are the people of the household. At times they find it difficult to sleep. Why and why? Because of his extreme cough. Therefore, the young man supplicates. And it is stated that at night, this young man slept. And when he slept, when he woke up in the morning, the mother goes to him and she says to the young man, that better, oh my son, how did you sleep last night? Why and why? Because we all slept so peacefully last night. We slept well last night and you also slept well last night. Why and why? Because you did not cough. The young man says, yes, oh my mother, I have also realized that last night I did not cough at all. The mother says that, oh my son, I stood on the queue. I stood on the lines. Therefore, when you supplicated, I came as a person that came for a supplication. I came as a person that brought a problem to you. Therefore, when you supplicated for your own self. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted the dua. When this young man hears this, he says, oh my mother, why did you do that? Oh my mother, although I had difficulties, oh my mother, although I was under a difficult situation, but every time that I used to stay up coughing in the night, I used to have sabr. And this used to be as means of bringing me closer to my Rabb and Creator, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This used to be a way in which I used to communicate with my Rabb, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I used to have sabr. I used to make sabr over my condition and situation. Subhanallah. Isn't this a lesson for each and every one of us? That subhanallah, no matter what you are going through in your life, for you to understand that you have to have sabr. And by you having sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall reward you for your sabr. Now, there is a beautiful Quranic ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Majid that وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Subhanallah. What a beautiful Quranic ayah. And each and every Muslim, each and every one of us, we should try to understand the true meaning of this ayah. Subhanallah. Once you have understood the meaning of this ayah, and there is a beautiful, you know, translation of the Quran Majid that is called Kanzul Iman. And when you go in Kanzul Iman and you study the context of this ayah, you'll find that there is beautiful explanations that has been given pertaining to this verse of the Quran Majid. And once you understand the true meaning of this verse, no matter what situation you may be under, you shall understand that everything comes from Allah. Even when it comes to your properties, once you start seeing loss of property and you understand the meaning of this ayah, you shall understand that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when you lose your family members, you shall understand that all this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see loss in property, when you see your family members passing away in a state of illness, you shall have sabr. You shall understand that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you understand that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you develop that mindset of having sabr under all conditions, then there is glad tidings. The Quran gives glad tidings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, that give glad tidings to those that have sabr. Give good news to those that face difficulties, those that have parashanis and difficulties and still have sabr over their difficulties. You know, I always say that it is the greatest difficulty, the most painful thing that any human being can ever go through is for a parent to bury their own child. And yet, if you study the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam buried his own children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored him with our beloved Aqqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the ni'mah and bounty of having sons. But all the sons passed away in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if you study the biography, you'll find that he was referred to as Dhunnurain, a possessor of two lives. Why and why? Because Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he married two daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not marry both of them at the same time, but rather he married one after the other one passed away. Meaning that in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved Aqqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to bury his own daughters. Subhanallah. So this teaches us a lesson. Some of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the Khadijatul Kubra, a lady and a woman who supported the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in some of the most difficult moments of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet, we'll find that she passed away in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The parents of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mother of Aqqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she passed away while our beloved Aqqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still at a very young and tender age. The uncles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who took care of him, they also passed away in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, this is a lesson to each and every one of us, that we have to understand that each and everything that happens in our lives happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything shall return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, when you sit in the company of the sick people, you should encourage them. And if there is a possibility of you giving them a risala, whereby in this risala there are some madani pools regarding sabr and patience, present this risala to them so that in that final moments of their lives, they can read this risala. They can pass away while they are in the state of illness. They can have sabr upon their illness and understand that illness comes from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us these illnesses and sicknesses, and not as a form of punishment, but rather as a form at times of purification. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to purify us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all ability and tawfiq and ability that when we go out to go and visit the sick people, we should go to them and encourage them to have sabr over their illnesses. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that when we are in a state of illness, when we are in a state of sickness, we should be able to comprehend it. We should be able to have sabr. We should be able to be patient for the sake of the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may through our patience, during illnesses, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability for that illness to be as means of salvation for us in this world and in the akhirah as well. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
To most seems like it's far, far away, but the day that it arrives will be too to do what we can.